Bienvenidos. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, in conversation with one of the reigning kings of Latin jazz, Arturo Ofero. We'll go backstage to Birdland to talk to him about his new release, The Offense of the Drum. You can trust me that there is nothing offensive about the music on Arturo O'Farrell's new release, The Offense of the Drum. He'll explain what that title is all about, and you'll hear some of the wonderful music from this with his band, the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. But first, let's get to some more Latin-flavored, Afro-flavored big band work with Duke Ellington and his orchestra from an album released in 1992 titled Afro Bossa. This was a recording from the years before Duke passed away in 1974, and his big band let it rip on this wonderful album, which was a combination of African and Latin influences, with heavy jazz leanings, of course. Here's a song from that release entitled Bonga. Duke Ellington and his orchestra from Afro Bossa, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
With a pinch of cayenne. Cucina!
One night in Andalusia, taste of love alive in the air, aromas of ambrosia abrasan mi alma.
Garlic and azafrán through the air, sage and honey circle everywhere. Find the pathway that led me to her bongo.
And in his small cafe,
gazed upon her, took in all her beauty and grace. He had to win her by devising dinner.
First he concocted his master plan,
oil then heated his paella pan. Set desire on fire for her bongo.
And in his small cafe,
his miracle was soon born.
Moving to rhythms of passion,
wonder beat to the heat of romance.
efficiency gigantis. Potato hot dog as the awakening of love.
Celebrating the sound and feel of Latin jazz with a lot of the music we're giving you this week on VOA's Jazz America. And certainly Chick Corea has a Latin heart. In fact, Spanish Heart, My Spanish Heart, the name of one of his prominent albums from the past, and much of the music he's created over the years has that Latin feel. I've actually talked to him about that over the years and saw him performing in Barcelona in Spain at the Barcelona Jazz Festival back in 2008. And I said, maybe you were a Spanish gentleman in a previous life, and he agreed to that. Well, that is Armando's Rumba, his famous song, interpretation by the award-winning vocal group The Manhattan Transfer, from their album, The Chick Corea Songbook, from the year 2009. This is Russ Davis, and my special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, Arturo O'Farrell, the son of the Latin jazz legend Chico O'Farrell. Arturo had just finished a set at the famous jazz club in New York City, Birdland, where he holds court most every Sunday night with his Afro-Latin jazz orchestra, and I had this conversation with him concerning his new release, The Offense of the Drum, which features some special guests, among them the legendary saxophonist from New Orleans, Donald Harrison. We'll hear him playing on the New Orleans classic Ico Ico after we talk to Arturo O'Farrell. A couple of questions and I'll let you go. Thank you for your time.
Oh,
so
pleasure.
Much.
Pleasure,
The Offense of the Drum. Now, besides the fact that you play a percussive instrument and a melodic instrument too, you're not a drummer. But The Offense of the Drum. Now, someone might look at that title and say, oh, that's, is that negative? or is it offense like in a sports team trying to have a victory? So what's the story with the title?
Well, it's both. The drum is a very offensive weapon in the wrong hands. That's off the bat. But also, the drum is an incredibly powerful tool. It can be an incredibly offensive or offensive weapon. It can be used to educate. It can be used through religious observance. It can be used to oppress. It can be used to liberate. And over the course of time, we've seen the drum as an extension of that communication. And so I felt like the offense of the drum came from a series of years in New York City when drum circles were banished and drummers had their drums taken away because the mayoral administration of the time was very oppressive. Mm-hmm. And it was a struggle between gentrification and the parks mm-hmm. and drummers and the rights of people everywhere. And I just feel like the offense of the drum is that it's so powerful that it can be used for good and bad, like communication, like the internet, like everything else. Mm-hmm. And that people don't realize how incredibly powerful rhythm is. And that we need to be aware that we ourselves are drums, our heartbeats, our rhythm. And when we take our rhythm and transmit it through our skin to an external skin, we are stating something. Mm-hmm. And I just encourage people to state things that are either positive or speak out against the negative.
See, there's much to that title than you thought, folks.
Jump up and down. Thank you.
fire. See my spy shoot that fire. And then your spy came down on me by you. They went to talking that stuff on a holiday. Living in a jungle, more fiddle, my hoon, I read to get in my hot go, my hoon, I did. The sound like killing with.
Oye, Donald.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Mareo.
Yeah, that too.
Necesitamos de comer.
Oh, yes.
Rice and beans, baby.
Frijoles. Like it.
Arturo O'Farrell and his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra having some fun with New Orleans legend Donald Harrison on Iko Iko from the new release The Offense of the Drum. Now here's another of the greats of Latin jazz. And when it comes to Latin and jazz, he may lean more to the jazz than Latin quite often. He is the legendary Chucho Valdez from Santiago de Cuba. From his album, Border Free, with the Afro-Cuban Messengers, here's the song Santa Cruz. Chucho Valdez on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. More Latin jazz coming up, but first we're going to go back to the early part of the 20th century for a jazz classic from one of the greats of all time here on VOA's Jazz America. First, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received recently, short and to the point. Please, would you play for me Louis Armstrong's song titled Moses Kicked the Bucket, George Mashila from Nigeria? Well, George, thank you so much for your message and your request. And I have searched high and low and cannot find a Louis Armstrong song titled Moses Kicked the Bucket. So I wonder if you wouldn't mind if I just go back in time and play one of the classics from the great Louis Armstrong and from his city of New Orleans. Why don't I play for you Strutting with Some Barbecue? And I'll take this from a wonderful box set collection, Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man, 1923 to 1934. So these are some of the songs that Louis Armstrong recorded in the early years of his life. Hope you'll enjoy Strutting with Some Barbecue, a New Orleans classic on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. pianist Michael Wolff and his band Impure Thoughts from the album Dangerous Vision, taking the Dizzy Gillespie Chano Pozo classic soul sauce and turning it into a new version with a very nice Latin groove. Of course, the song is Latin flavored, but a very serious jazzy side to it as well. So taking a classic song and turning it upside down just a little bit. That's kind of what Arturo O'Farrell, my special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, has in mind, taking the traditions of Latin jazz, especially with a big band setting, and turning it into a new type of Latin jazz for the 21st century. We'll hear another cut from his latest release with his Afro-Latin jazz orchestra, The Offense of the Drum, a song entitled The Mad Hatter. But first, let's talk to him once again backstage at Birdland in New York City, here on VOA's Jazz America. Give me your thoughts about this statement. What I heard tonight and what I heard here on The Offense of the Drum in many of your recordings is high art and folk music at the same time.
Oh yeah, baby. Thank you, man. Thank you for saying it. I am a folk musician. I'm a classically trained pianist and a jazz musician, but really I think of myself as a folk musician because what we do is based on Afro-folkloric rhythms. And Afro-folkloric rhythms are always tied to day-to-day life. And I really believe them. And maybe it's crazy because some people think music is an abstract and should be dealt with in an abstract manner. But for me, music cannot be yanked out of life. It has to reflect our day-to-day activities, our day-to-day existence, our day-to-day thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, is the essence of folk music. Mm-hmm. It's connected music.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, you're carrying on a tradition. You're continuing the family business, if you will, and even spreading it on to your sons. Just for the folks around the world, your father, Chico, is gone. Give us some thoughts about what he was like.
Chico was a quiet, funny man, sarcastic, very brilliant, very analytical, and not easily satisfied. He was an agitated person who loved truth and pushed for it and respected politeness and was someone that just, it was a strange mixture, him in New York. He was much too genteel and challenging at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that's not that he didn't belong here, but I'm just saying that he was somebody who really respected challenge and moving art forward. And I think that's who he was and that's what he left me with. Mm.
Arturo O'Farrell, the world needs super creative, driven people to show us the way and lead us forward. And thank you for being one of those folks. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you for your beautiful words.
Thank you.
With a new sound for Latin jazz with a big band setting for the 21st century and featuring a special guest with a decidedly unique approach to playing the piano alongside pianist Arturo O'Farrell, that was V.J. Iyer as special guest on the song The Mad Hatter, sounding oftentimes like a small combo instead of a big band on that song from the new release, The Offense of the Drum, Arturo O'Farrell and his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. This is Russ Davis. Thanks a lot for listening. And we'll close this edition of the program out with the music of a birthday boy turning 70 years old on the 6th of June, born in the wonderful nation of Jamaica. Here's Monty Alexander from his latest release, Harlem Kingston Express Volume 2, with the song entitled Hurricane Come and Gone on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. That's Monty Alexander, the man from Jamaica. That's a wonderful new release from him that I hope you enjoyed as we celebrate his 70th birthday on the 6th of June. Happy birthday, Monty Alexander. This is Russ Davis, and coming up on the next edition of the program, I'll take you once again to another famous New York City jazz club, this time to Greenwich Village, to the Blue Note, to talk to Kyle Eastwood, terrific young bassist, composer, and band leader, and the son of the famous actor and lover of jazz, Clint Eastwood. Kyle Eastwood's been carving out his own place in jazz history in his wonderful career. We'll talk to him about that on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?